Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Onala Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Chief Minister Nipuryo calls for unity, preservation of culture and language. Lok Sabha MP S. Supong Merin Jamier clarifies Foothills Road compensation claims as baseless. Budget session of Nagaland Legislative Assembly to resume tomorrow. And Nagaland Contractors and Suppliers Union seeks review of new contractor registration rules. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipuryo today underscored the need for unity, cultural preservation and promotion of the Tenidiel language. He was addressing the first Tenimi Youth Cultural Festival at Naga Heritage Village Kisama organized by the Tenimi Union Nagaland. Emphasizing the importance of language, he urged the youth to actively learn and promote Tenidiel. He also suggested exploring its inclusion as a subject in schools, noting that preserving language is key to safeguarding identity and heritage. Highlighting the shared history and traditions of the Tenimi people across different tribes and states, the Chief Minister said these common values reflect their enduring legacy and collective identity. He noted that culture is not just rooted in the past but a guiding force for the future and called on the youth to carry forward their heritage with pride and purpose in the fast-changing world.
In this rapid changing world and all challenges and responsibilities, we have to ensure our culture and tradition and carry forward with pride and purpose. I hope we will continue
Mr. Rio also stressed that youth, guided by the elders, have a special responsibility in upholding customary laws and traditions. He added that unity among Nagas remain crucial and platforms like Tenimi Union Nagaland can foster reconciliation, brotherhood and progress. MP Lok Sabha S. Supong Merin Jamier has clarified that misinformation surrounding compensation for the Foothills Road project are baseless and misleading. The clarification comes in response to claims circulating on social media questioning the no-objection certificate issued by 14 tribal hohos with demands that it be declared null and void. Mr. Jamier stated that reports suggesting compensation for fully damaged properties would only be provided after approval from the Ministry of Road, Transport and Highways are incorrect. Mr. Jamier described the Foothills Road as a vital infrastructure initiative aimed at improving connectivity and boosting economic growth across Nagaland. Emphasizing the need for constructive dialogue and consensus to address concerns amicably, the MP urged the state government and concerned departments to take proactive steps in restoring trust among stakeholders, including Foothills Committee members, tribal hohos, and affected landowners. He further stressed that effective coordination between all stakeholders to ensure successful implementation of the project. The MP called for a balanced approach that safeguards the interests of citizens while respecting the rights and concerns of all parties involved. The second phase of the 8th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will resume tomorrow. Chief Minister Nipuryo, who also holds the finance portfolio, will present the state budget for the financial year 2026-2027. During the two-day sitting, the House will take up discussions on matters of urgent public importance, if any, presentation of CAG reports and the supplementary demand for grants for the year 2025-26, among other businesses. The general discussion on the state budget is slated for 27th of March. The Nagaland Contractors and Suppliers Union, NCSU, has opposed the proposed new rules for the registration of contractors under the state government, describing them as impossible and potentially harmful to the local contracting community. In a memorandum submitted to the Commissioner and Secretary of Works and Housing, Nagaland, NCSU highlighted concerns following a general body meeting held on March 24th at its Kohima headquarters. The union cautioned that the new criteria could negatively impact the careers of contractors and labelled the rules as anti-poor and detrimental to unemployed youths seeking to enter the contracting profession. The NCSU insisted that it cannot accept the new rules unless they are finalised in consultation with its officials. The union urged the government to review the new rules within 30 days from the submission of the memorandum. Further, the NCSU warned that failure to address their concerns could lead them to initiate agitation in the future. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Press Information Bureau Kohima today organized a media workshop, Varta, on the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Program. Speaking at the discourse, Professor Jayanta Chaudhary, Head of Department of Rural Development and Planning, Nagaland University, described the scheme as a promising step towards strengthening rural livelihoods and employment opportunities, adding that its implementation will be vital.
How the states are going to, because they have the better state now. As you have given the ratio 60-40, so how the states are going to address? Number two, definitely the technology. But how the technology is going to the states like us, right? How is it going, the remote places, for the networks and other. Third, definitely, how it is going to address that 125 days? How to ensure that it will be guaranteed? Fourth is that how it is going to converge or integrate with other.
Professor Chaudhary further highlighted the need for active coordination among all verticals to make the proposed program a success.
Now time has come for better collaboration, cooperation, convergence and coordination. If these four are addressing this program, I am sure it is going to make a huge change in terms of livelihood, in terms of asset creation, which is the major objective of any wage improvement program, and we will obviously going ahead towards the Viksit Bharat.
The workshop brought together media representatives to discuss key aspects of the scheme in its push towards Viksit Bharat. The governor of Nagaland has declared 28th of March as a working day for the state government offices located in Kohima in view of the financial year closing. In a notification issued by the Home Department, all administrative heads and heads of departments are required to ensure the attendance of the officers and staff of their respective departments on the said date. Nagaland government has also declared April 9th as a paid holiday for all eligible voters of the Koridang Assembly constituency by election. The paid holiday applies to persons employed in government departments, banks and financial institutions, private businesses, industrial undertakings and any other establishments including daily wage or casual workers to enable them to exercise their franchise. The provision also extends to electors who work in shifts or are employed outside the constituency in industrial undertakings or other establishments. Such workers, including casual labourers, will also be entitled to the benefit of a paid holiday. However, the provisions do not apply to electors whose absence from work may cause danger or substantial loss to their employment or the establishment in which they are engaged. And the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority has forecast generally stable weather across the state till March 27th, with a possibility of thunderstorms in some areas. Weather conditions are expected to change from March 28th onwards, with light rainfall likely in districts including Longleng, Mokokchung, Peren, Paik, Tseminne and Zinhebotho. On March 29th, light to moderate rain is expected in several locations including Kohima, Chumukedima, Mokokchung and Mon, while Longleng may receive heavy rainfall. Further, thunderstorms with lightning and gusty winds are also likely in some areas during this period. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio calls for unity, preservation of culture and language. Lok Sabha MP Asipong Merin Jamir clarifies Foothills Road compensation claims as baseless. Budget session of Nagaland Legislative Assembly to resume tomorrow. And Nagaland Contractors and Suppliers Union seeks review of new contractor registration rules. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.